啊，欢迎诸位朋友来我参加我们今天晚上的布道会。
Good evening, we welcome our friends to attend this evening's evangelical service.
啊，聚会之前，请我们一起低头来默祷。
Let's bow and pray in silence.
阿门。奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始晚上的聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we commence this evening service.
我们唱诗503首。
Please sing him 503.Please remain standing, bow head and pray in silence.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
感谢主带领我们整天的聚会。
Lord, we thank thee for guiding today's services.
感谢主让我们在你里面体会到平安喜乐。
Again, we thank the Lord that we can truly enjoy peace in thee.
求主继续带领我们晚上的聚会。
May the Lord continuously guide this evening's service.
让我们能够更亲近你。
So we can all draw near thee.
愿主的恩典充满在我们当中。
May the grace of the Lord be with us.
愿你的名得到荣耀。
May thy name be glorified.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们再请圣何西的唱诗班来献诗。
Next, I would like to call upon the Sun Hose Choir to present.
然后我们请黄传道来证道。
And then we'll call upon Pastor Huang to testify.
Pentecost came, they were all gathered in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Acts chapter 2, verse 1-4. It was this Holy Spirit which was recorded in the Bible and promised to us And it was this Holy Spirit which we must turn to for strength and wisdom. So now San Jose Choir would now present a hymn titled, Come Holy Spirit.
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一起，忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子，又有舌头和火焰现现出来，分开落在他们个人头上，他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。使徒行传第二章第一到第四节，这就是在圣经里面被记载，也同时应许给我们的圣灵。也许当我们需要力量和智慧所依靠的对象，所以我们圣何西教会现在要唱一首叫《圣灵降临》。
Just now we have sang a hymn called Come Holy Spirit, a hymn about asking God for His promised Holy Spirit, And now we are about to sing a hymn called Hold On to Hope, a hymn that reminds us of the hope that we have as Christians. Although we are singing two hymns, these two hymns are actually very similar, because our hope is derived from the Holy Spirit, as it is recorded in Romans chapter 5, verse 5, and hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us. So now, let us contemplate on the hope that we have from the Holy Spirit as we sing Hold On to Hope.
刚刚我们所唱的《圣灵降临》是一首有关求神赐下应许圣灵的诗歌。接下来我们所要唱的诗叫做《紧握盼望》。这一首诗可以提醒身为基督徒的我们，要能够，这两首诗相当的类似，因为我们的盼望就是从圣灵而来。就好像罗马书第五章第五节这么说，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。所以现在让我们从诗歌当中仔细来思想那从圣灵而来的盼望。
对啊，各位朋友、弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace the Lord be with you, brothers and sisters and friends.
听了赞美神的歌声之后，我们要根据圣经一起来查考进度，盼望国度。
We've listened to the beautiful hymns. Now it's time for us to study from the Holy Scripture. Enter the kingdom of hope.
我的朋友要移民到纽西兰。
I have a friend immigrating to New Zealand.
我问他说为什么要移民。
I ask him for the reason why do you want to immigrate to New Zealand.
他说那里的。
And he told me that what the air condition in New Zealand is tremendously good.
如果能够移民到那天，那边每天呼吸新鲜的空气就够了。
If I could immigrate to New Zealand and breathe in the fresh air every day, this is worth it.
所以很高兴的就移民到纽西兰。
So they all gladly immigrated to all happily immigrated to New Zealand.
过了几年
，several years later，
他要改口说陪陪孩子来这边读书。
They changed their mind and thinking to bring the children to study in the U.S.
又过了几年
，several years later，
他说孩子长大了，他就要回来了。
After children have grown up, they plan to return. 回来哪里？
就回来台湾。
They plan to return to Taiwan.
当初不是说那边很好吗
？I thought they want to immigrate to New Zealand because of the fresh air.
原来他发现。除了空气很好以外，其他大概不是他想象中的那么好。
Besides of the good, besides of the quality of air, the other things is not what he really expected.
我们住哪里，当然有时候是我们自己选择。
Of course, we have a choice to decide where are we going to dwell.
有时候是我们工作选择。
Sometimes because our job,
由不得我们。
It's not up to my decision.
那我们今天，想要进入一个比较好的一个国度。
If we want to immigrate to a good country,
那就要有所选择的。
Then we have to make some choices. Then we make certain decisions.
那我们选哪一个地方比较好呢
？And which one should we should we choose?
我们去看彼得前书。
Let's refer to the first epistle of Peter.
彼得前书第一章
Chapter 1
第三节到第五节
Verse 3 to verse 5.
彼得前书第一章第三节到第五节
First Peter chapter 1 verse 3 through verse 5.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。第四节，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。第五节
，Verse five，
你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
Verse three， Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again.To a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time.
主耶稣凭着他的大能
Jesus Christ with a mighty power.
他说为我们准备存留在天上的一个地方
Has prepared.An inheritance for us in the heaven.
那个地方是不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残。
That place is incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away.
我们的身体会朽坏。
Our body is corruptible.
所以圣经说，朽坏的不能承受那个不朽坏的。
Therefore, an incorruptible body cannot inherit a corruptible body cannot inherit the incorruptible kingdom.
所以要到天上去不是这个躯体。
So it is not this body to inherit the heavenly kingdom.
是改变成灵体。
It will be transformed to a spiritual form.
然后升天。
Then he will ascend to heaven.
那个灵体就是神给我们的。
And the spiritual body is given by the Lord.
那是不能朽坏的。
Which is incorruptible.
啊，那个地方就是不会朽坏。
And also the place is incorruptible.
也不能玷污。
And will it is undefiled.
全然圣洁。
And is the holy place.
因为神是圣洁的。
Since God is holy.
哦、所以到那个圣洁的地方、
we'll go to that holy land
不能衰残
and it does not fade away
人是会衰老的、
man will get old
东西用久了是会慢慢坏掉的
if you use a thing it will gradually it will break down eventually
但是主耶稣为我们准备的那个地方
but the place reservedby Jesus
是不会衰残的
will not fade away
或许这三句话还不能解释主耶稣所为我们准备的那个地方有多好
perhaps these three adjectives still not possible to describe how beautiful are the place reserved by Jesus
因为保罗说那个地方是好得无比
since Paul said that this is the, that's the best place the most beautiful place
所以主耶稣为我们存留的这个，为我们准备的这个地方。
So this place reserved by Jesus for us.
是我们没有办法想象的那个好。
It's beyond our imagination. How good it is.
因为那超乎我们的想象。
It's actually beyond our understanding, beyond our comprehension and our imagination.
也因为超乎想象。
Since it's beyond our comprehension and imagination.
所以我们很多人就不想了，很多人说那是没有的事。
So many people don't even bother to think, since this place does not exist.
我们在这个世界上。
Wheels on this earth.
不管是地方，不管是东西。
It doesn't matter a place or a thing.
我们都可以用一些办法去认识他，了解他。
We can use some way to understand.
没有到纽西兰，看地图就好了，看录影带就好了。
If you've never been to New Zealand, you may access to the internet, you may try to read the map, or even try to watch a tape.
看书就好了。
Or you may even refer to some books.
那我们大概就可以，知道纽西兰是大概是。是什么样子
Then we have a general picture of New Zealand.
虽然不全然都懂。
We may not comprehend completely, we may not have a complete picture.
但是至少我们可以证明那个地方是存在的。
Still, we can prove that New Zealand does exist.
那主耶稣为我们存留这个在天上的这个地方。
And this place reserved in heaven for us by Jesus Christ.
其实我们也可以找到一些线索去了解它。
We can still have some resources or some clues to understand the existence of this place.
因为那里是属天、属神、属灵的地方。
Since that place is heavenly, the godly.
所以不是用我们有限的那个理智去思考。
It's impossible to be comprehended by our limited observation or our knowledge.
要借着神的话语这个线索来了解。
We have to understand, we have to comprehend through God.
那我们
through the words of God.
那我们怎么去了解这个国度呢？
Yeah, how are we going to comprehend and try to understand the existence of this heavenly kingdom?
我们请看约翰福音第五章39节。
Let's refer to John.
约翰福音五章三十九节。
John chapter 5, verse 39 through verse 40.
五章三十九节，你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生。给我做见证的就是这圣经四十节。
Verse 40.
然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me. Verse 40. But you are not willing to come to me that you may have life.
主耶稣为我们准备天上的基业，天上的地方。
Jesus Christ has prepared the inheritance for us in the heavenly kingdom.
这里说圣经要见证主耶稣
and the Holy Scripture will testify for Jesus
当然包括主耶稣讲的话
of course it includes the words of Jesus Christ
包括主耶稣做的事
and also all the deeds of Jesus Christ
所以圣经是为耶稣做见证的依据
so So the Holy Scripture is the source testifying for Jesus Christ.
圣经是有生命的。
The Holy Scripture is full of life.
是属生命的。
Is lively.
那四十节说，我们要肯去查考啊。
We have to be willingly to study.
肯去查考圣经的人就可以得到生命。
If one is willing to study the word of God, then he may have life.
这个生命是属灵的嘛。
And this life is spiritual.
好，那我们查考圣经就得到生命。
So if we study the word of God, then we will have spiritual life.
因为我们认识神。
Since we know God.
我们认识这个属灵的神。
We know God who is the Spirit.
因为我们有查考圣经。
Since we have studied the word of God.
才知道，哎，我们今天所拜的这位神是怎么样的一位神。
Then we know God whom we worship is the true God.
那我们看了这个圣经给神给耶稣做见证的时候。
So when the Holy Scripture testified for Jesus Christ and God.
我们再去想一想。
Then we'll try to ponder.
是不是像圣经所说的一样？
This is exactly like what Bible have described.
那圣经就证明神是在养育我们的。
And the Holy Scripture confirmed that God raises us and tenders us.
我们请看以弗所书第四章。
Let's refer to the epistle to the Ephesians.
第六节。
几章？
第六节。
第几章？
第四章第六节。
Chapter 4, verse 6.
以弗所书第四章第六节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6.
一神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all.
一位神。
There's only one God.
这一位天上的真神
，And who is the true God in heaven？
圣经证明说他是众人的父啊。
And the Bible confirms and proves that he is the father of all。
圣经说这个创造宇宙万物的神跟我们的关系是父子关系啊。
God who created the heaven and earth is the father to us。
然后你说，哎，啊，父子关系，那怎么证明啊
？And how can we prove that？
有啊，他有证明啊。
And he has proven evident.
因为他是我们的父。
He is our father.
因为他是神。
And he is God.
所以超乎众人之上。
And who is above all.
啊，我们请看《使徒行传》十七章。
Let's refer to Acts chapter 17.
使徒行传十七章二十四节。
Verse 24. Acts chapter 17, verse 24.
一直看到二十七节
，through verse 27。
我们请看二十四节
，Acts chapter 17, verse 24。
创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿。第二十五节
，verse 25。
也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。第二十六节
，26。
他从一本造出万族的人。住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界。二十七节。
27.
要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得。其实他离我们个人不远。
Verse 24. God who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with man's hands as though he needed everything, since he gives to all breath and all things, and has made.From one blood, every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, he has determined that pre-appointed times and the boundary of the habitation. 27, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us.
我们在天上的父是我们的神。
Our Father in heaven is God.
他能力、智慧。各方面都超越众人之上。
His wisdom and power are above all.
所以这一段就讲得很清楚了。
So this passage has interpreted very clearly.
他是天地的主宰。
He is the master of heaven and earth.
因为他创造宇宙万物。
Since he created everything.
他是我们的父。
He is our Father.
因为他将生命、气息、万物赏赐给我们。
And he gave us everything, including the breath. He gave us the all life, breath and all things.
没有生命就没有生活。
If without breath, and there will be no life.
什么样的生命就过什么样的生活。
What kind of life you have, and what kind of livelihood you're going to have?
我们跟我们家的狗跟我们家的猫同样有生命。
We are like all the other animals. We all have life.
但是我们跟他们的生命是不同的。
And but our breath are different from their breath.
因为我们的生命是神给我们的。
Our life is given by God.
他将生命给我们。
He gave us the life.
所以我们跟神是可以相通的。
So we can connect to God.
圣经也是这样证明啊。
This is how the Bibles try to prove.
用心灵和诚实跟他交通。
So we communicate with the Lord with truth and spirit.
所以人跟神是可以通的。
So man and God can communicate.
因为我们的生命是来自他的。
Because our life is from God.
同样的生命。
And it's the same life.
所以可以相通。
So we can communicate it. So we can connect to God.
他将气息赐给我们。
He gave us breath.
简单讲就赐给我们健康啊。
In other words, he gave us good health.
也将万物赐给我们。
He also gave us all things.
我们今天所用、所吃、所看到的，通通是他给我们。
So everything we see, we use, and we eat are all given by God.
不会自己跑出来的。
It doesn't come. All these things didn't come from nowhere.
也不是我们多么聪明，然后去发明出来的。
It doesn't matter. It is not because our wisdom so we can create all these things.
人类的需求都是神给的。
And the need or the necessities of mankind are given by God.
所以他生我们，他养我们呢。
So God give us life, and He will also tender and raise us.
26节以下说他教育我们呢。
And from verse 26 onwards, it mentioned about how God teaches us.
他怎么教？教我们什么
？And what does God teach us?
他说他从一个源头造出所有的人来。
He has made from one blood every nation of men.
这些世界上的人住在这个世界上。
To dwell on the face of the earth.
他说。神预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界。
And has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their habitation.
神为什么要将每一个人定了年限和疆界呢？
Why God has determined the pre-appointed times and the boundaries of the habitation for human beings?
这是时间跟空间的问题。
It is time and space.
希望每一个人来到这个世间。
So when everyone is on this earth,
不管你住在哪里，
it doesn't matter where do you dwell.
不管你活多少年，
it doesn't matter how long do you live.
他说为了要叫我们寻找这位神啊。
So that they should seek the Lord.
借着我们所生存的这个环境。
And through the environment that we dwell in.
你看看花草。
Take a look of all the grasses and flowers.
你看远方的那个山头。
You take a look of the mountain far away.
你面向太平洋的时候。
Or when you face the Pacific Ocean.
你看到路上有很多的车辆。
Or you notice there are a lot of cars passing by.
不管你看到什么。
It doesn't matter what have you seen, what you have seen.
或是你碰到什么人。
Or you encounter any person, any people, any person.
有时候你被抢，你被骗。
Or you are cheated, or you are robbed.
有时候你会遇到好机会，赚到很多的钱。
Sometimes you may encounter good opportunities, to make a lot of money. A lot of money.
有时候你比较幸运遇到好人。
Sometimes you are very fortunate, to meet good people.
有时候会生病，有时候会很平安。
But sometimes you get sick, but sometimes you live in peace and ease.
在这个空间里面，在这个时间里面，我们发生了多少事情。
So when we dwell, in this time and space, there are a lot of things we have encountered.
就是为了让我们去认识神。
It has only one purpose. So,we can seek the Lord.
这个就是神教育我们的方式啊。
This is the way how the Lord educate us.
怎么找到神？
How can we find God?
这个就是线索啊。
And this is the clue.
利用时间，利用空间。
We should make well use of the time and space.
来找到神。
And to look for God.
那我们是不是有心去观察了？
And it just, so it doesn't matter whether we have a desire to observe.
所以神为什么是超乎众人之上？
Why God is above all?
因为我们是从他来的。
Because we are from him.
他养育世人。
And he take care of the human beings.
他教育我们。
He also educate us.
以弗所书四章那边要告诉我们。
Also Ephesians chapter 4.
他贯乎众人之中。
And he says that, and through all,
神在我们中间呢。
God is among us.
我们请看约翰福音第一章。
Let's refer to John.
约翰福音第一章十四节。
The Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verse 14.
十四节以及十七节。
Verse 14 and verse 17.
约翰福音一章十四节
John chapter 1 verse 14
道成的肉身住在我们中间充充满满的有恩典有真理我们也见过他的荣光正是父独生子的荣光看到十七节
Let's skip to verse 17
律法本是借着摩西传的恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的
Verse 14 And the word became flesh and dwelt among us And we beheld his glory, the glory as of only begotten the Father, full of grace and truth. 17. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
神道成肉身。
God became flesh.
说住在我们中间。
And dwelt among us.
他的名字叫做耶稣。
And his name, is Jesus, otherwise known as Yesu.
耶稣来这个世上。
So Jesus came to this world.
带来了恩典，带来了真理。
And he brought off truth.
所以主耶稣说。
And grace.
主耶稣说。
So Jesus said.
我就是道路、真理、生命。
I'm the way, the truth, and life.
当他被审判的时候。
So when he was judged.
人家也跟人那个对方问他说
So the other party asked him
听说你是王犹太人的王吗
Are you the king of the Jews?
他说我是为真理来做见证的
And he replies he says that I come to testify to the truth
真理就是神的话
And truth is the words of God
告诉我们生命之道
So telling us the way of life
主耶稣来世上的时候
When Jesus was on the earth
帮助很多人
He helped other people
贫穷的可怜的
The pitiful ones and the poor ones
使人复活
He even raised the dead
带来了真理带来了恩典
He brought forth truth and grace
尤其带人来到神面前
Especially guiding the others to come to the front of God
尤其教义百姓要知道神的道理。
He educate and train the people to understand the words of God.
所以他跟那些跟从他的人说。
So he told his followers.
不可会坏掉的食物劳力。
Do not labor for the corruptible food.
要为永生劳力。
And you should labor for eternity.
同样过一辈子。
And you still live on this earth.
要为了那个永远存在的永不改变的那一个生命来追求
You toy for the entire life but what you should try to pursue for is the thing that will last forever
所以神是贯乎在众人之中的
Therefore as we just read God is through all
最后用他的生命来完成救恩
Finally Jesus used his lifeto accomplish the task of salvation.
为了拯救世人
In order to save mankind.
牺牲自己的生命
Jesus Christ sacrificed his life.
这是神主耶稣给我们世人最大的恩典
This is the greatest blessing and grace given by God.
所以只要来到主耶稣这里
As long as we come to Jesus.
受洗归入主耶稣的名下
And be baptized in his name.
就是属耶稣的
And we belong, then we belong to Jesus.
就是可以得到这一份恩典。
And we will be able to receive this grace.
这个就是救赎。
This is so-called salvation.
以弗所书又说了。
The Ephesians also mentioned.
神住在我们众人之内。
And in you all.
就表示神跟我们同在。
That means God abides in us.
神内住在我们里面。
God dwells in us.
我们请看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's refer to Acts chapter 2.
二章三十七节到三十九节。
Verse 37 to 39.
使徒行传第二章三十七节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 37 through 39.
众人听见这话，觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说：弟兄们，我们当怎样行？三十八节。
38.
彼得说：你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。三十九节。
39.
因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们神所招来的。
37. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said to them, Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. 39. For the promise to you and to your children and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call.
信耶稣的人要领受圣灵。
Those who believe in Jesus Christ will receive the Holy Spirit.
这是应许的圣灵。
This is so-called the promised Holy Spirit.
就是主耶稣说过了，要给我们就是给我们。
And this is promised by Jesus Christ, and He will give to us.
哦，只要我们来信耶稣。
As long as we believe in Him.
这个应许的圣灵要跟内住在我们里面。
And this Holy Spirit will abide in us.
让我们能够体会到这个神的同在。
So we can experience to the existence of God.
这种讲法，
This kind of saying,
要接受很难呢。
It's very hard to accept.
但是如果能够体会，
But if we are be able to experience,
也就是领受，
In another words, if one can receive,
那就很好说明了。
And then it's very easy to elaborate.
有一个先生来教会。
There's a man came to the church.
其实他是不相信这些的哈。
Actually, he disbelieve about what we have just said.
这种看不到的都不相信。
For anything that is invisible, he was reluctant to believe.
因为家人来教会，不得不跟着来。
He came to church because his family members.Came to the church.
也因为这个样子，有机会在这里祷告。
It's because of this reason he had the opportunity to pray in the church.
他就得到圣灵。
Then he received the Holy Spirit.
得到圣灵之后，
Once he received the Holy Spirit,
好像不必再谈什么了。
It doesn't seem that in all his doubts were gone.
他很自动就追求。
And he knew how to pursue.
很自动就继续查考。
And it became so natural that he studied the Bible willingly.
很自动就来受洗。
And he finally received the water baptism.
因为他知道说这个是个体验。
Because he knew that this is an experience.
原来今天在教会里面讲的都是。
So everything has mentioned in the church is so true and real.
原来教会讲的不是很抽象。
The church has said it's not abstractive.
因为这是灵的事。
Because this is the thing of spirit.
要心灵去领受。
You must have used your spirit, your soul to understand.
要透过启示得到印证。
And it has to go through revelation to confirm what the Bible has said.
有就是有，没有就是没有。
And if it exists, it exists.
所以他很自然的来查考。
So it becomes so natural that he comes to study the Bible.
所以我们要进入盼望的国度。
So if we want to enter the kingdom of hope.
就是神主耶稣为我们预备的这个国度。
Which is reserved by Jesus Christ.
一定要透过查考圣经。
It has to go through the study of the Holy Scripture.
那我们才知道这个线索在哪里。
Then we know the source.
第二。
Secondly,
当我们对圣经有一点了解的时候，
when we begin to have some understanding of the scriptures,
我们要进入神的教会，
and we should enter into the church of God,
神的教会。
Again, the church of God.
因为圣经特别强调神的教会。
Because the Bible emphasizes on the church of God.
那哪里是神的教会？
And where is the church of God? Where's the church of God then?
我们请看使徒行传二十章。
Let's refer to Acts chapter 20.
28节。
Verse 28。
使徒行传20:28。
Acts chapter 20:28。
圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己的血所买来的。
Verse 28, therefore take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God which he purchased with his own blood.
神的教会是他用自己的血所买来的。
The church of God which Jesus purchased with his own blood.
教会是人。
The church is assembly of members.
不是这个建筑物。
It's not this physical building.
这是会堂。
This is a chapel.
这是聚会的空间。
This is the place to hold services.
教会是所有受洗归入主名下的人。
Church refers to the congregation, refers to the assembly of members which are baptized.
受洗的同时有主耶稣的宝血洗净他们的罪。
So during the process of the baptism, the blood of Jesus cleanse and sanctify the sins.
圣经说赦罪。
And remission as described in the Bible.
这些被主耶稣赦罪的人所组成的就是教会。
And those who are satisfied by the blood of Jesus, and the gathering of these people became a church.
但是这些人必须要经过主耶稣的宝血洗净他们的罪，才叫做组成的，才叫做神的教会。
But these people have to go through the process of water baptism for the remission of sins. Then they are be able to form a church.
所以当在受洗的时候
So during the process of the water baptism
主耶稣的宝血会在里面
Again, the blood of Jesus Christ is in the water
这是很奇妙的一件事情
It's such a wonderful thing
神的话做见证
And the word of God also testifies
神的灵运行在水中
The spirit of God moves among the water
神的宝血在里面
And the blood of Jesus is in the water
当人去到水里去受浸的时候
So when the person is merged into the water
那个水里面有主耶稣的宝血
And the waterhas the blood of Jesus.
所以才可以洗净人的罪。
Then, it will be able, to wash away the sins.
所以当我们受洗的时候。
So when we are receiving the water baptism.
在灵里面是很奇妙的一件事。
In spirit, it's such a wonderful thing.
我们请看约翰一书。
Let's refer to, first epistle of John.
第五章第六节到第八节。
Chapter 5, verse 6 to 8.
约翰一书
First John
第五章第六节到第八节
Chapter 5 verse 6 through verse 8
这借着水和血而来的就是耶稣基督不是单用水乃是用水又用血第七节
Verse 7
并且有圣灵做见证因为圣灵就是真理第八节
Verse 8
做见证的原来有三就是圣灵水以血
Verse 6
这三样也都归于一
Verse 6 This is he who came by water and blood Jesus Christ not only by water but by water and blood and it is a spirit who bears witness because the spirit is truth Verse 7 For there are three who bear witness in heaven the Father, the Word and the Holy Spirit and these three are one Verse 8 And there are three that bear witnessOn earth, the spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree as one.
受洗就是要洗净我们的罪。
So the receiving of the holy, of the water baptism is for the remission of sins.
这些被神洗净罪污的所组成的就是神的教会。
Those who gone through the water baptism and the assembly of those members,have become a church.
就是主耶稣所承认的人呢。
And this is confirmed and accepted by Jesus Christ.
有一个高中的物理老师。
There is a high school physics teacher.
我如果没有记错，那个时候他33岁。
If my memory is correct, at the time when I met him, he was 33 years old.
他对物理有一些研究。
He has some knowledge.He has some knowledge in physics.
所以他们的学校要重用他。
Since he's quite professional in physics, so the school look upon him.
已经决定要送他出国去继续深造。
The school administration had determined to send him to study overseas.
就在做身体检查的时候。
So during the physical examination,
才知道生病。
And he was diagnosed with some kind of a sickness.
才发现他是骨癌。
And he discovered that, and they diagnosed he has bone cancer.
马上送到比较大的医院去。
And then he was sent to a big hospital.
去做治疗。
And for treatment.
就在治疗的期间。
So during the process of treatment.
他认识教会的人。
And he had opportunity to meet a member of our church.
所以教会的人就跟他谈这个永生的道理。
So the member testified to him about eternity, about eternal life.
他是物理老师。
He was a physics teacher.
他有科学头脑。
He has a scientific mind.
所以你跟他讲那个很抽象的事。
If you try to tell him something very abstractive,
他会故意把你问倒。
And he will try to challenge you.
意思就拿证明来看看啦、
In other words, he asks for evidence and proof.
比如说啊，受洗里面有主耶稣的宝血啊，主耶稣宝血在哪里？你就摇一些来给我看看好了。
For instance, if you tell him there's blood in the water, and he will say, show me.
所以他是故意问倒教会的人。
He purposely tried to challenge the church member.
其实他对其他的道理都很清楚。
Actually, he has a clear understanding of the others.
慢慢的对这些比较抽象的，他也比较肯定。
Of the truth. And gradually, he will be able to accept the abstractive truth.
病情稳定，所以出院回到家。
And when his condition was stable, he was discharged and returned home.
因为他有写日记的习惯。
He has a habit to keep a diary.
所以他有将跟教会的人谈到的过程心得把它写下来。
He records the conversation with our church members in his diary.
其实我们后来发现说他真的相信圣经的话。
Later on, we discovered that he truly believed in the scripture.
可是你在跟他谈的时候，他就故意就问你很多难题呀、啊。
But during the conversations with him, he purposely asked a lot of tough questions to challenge our members.
问到有一个执事的太太说，不要去跟他讲了。
A deacon's wife was so disappointed, so she made a comment that let's forget about this person.
因为他故意给我们难堪。
Because he purposely tried to embarrass us.
只是说没有关系啦，我们是尽本分嘛。
But the deacon said that it doesn't matter. We still try our best.
所以还是常常去他家跟他谈道。
So they continuously had Bible study with him.
后来又病发了。
Later on, his sickness recurred again.
要回到原来的那个大医院去住院。
And he was hospitalized again.
医生后来宣布说，差不多了哈。
Finally, the doctor announced that it was about time.
所以他就要求教会帮他洗礼。
He requested the church to baptize him.
当他去受洗的时候，
When he was receiving the water baptism,
是跟医院请假。
He asked permission from the hospital.
因为他是病重的人，重病的人。
Since he was a seriously ill.Patients,
随时有生命危险的人。
He could die at any time.
医院当然不答应啊。
Of course, the hospital refused discharge him.
所以一定要写切结书。
And then he has to sign a waiver.
一定要带氧气筒。
And he has to bring an oxygen tank.
一切该准备都准备了。
So all the preparatory works were completed.
是要去洗礼，不是要去办丧礼的。
He's going to receive the water baptism, not going to a funeral home.
但是那种准备就好像是这个样子。
But all these preparatory works are just like preparing for funeral services.
当他去受洗的时候，
So when he was receiving the water baptism,
受洗之前要先祷告。
And prior to the baptism, there was a prayer.
就在那一次的祷告当中。
So in that particular prayer,
因为已经到受洗礼场的现场。
Since they were at the baptismal site.
大家摆好位置，站好位置，开始祷告。
And everybody was ready and started to pray.
祷告当中就看到荣光。
So in the prayer, he saw a glorious light.
他是骨癌啊。
And he was a bone cancer patient.
他这个癌细胞已经串到视神经，视神经了。
Even his eyesight was affected by the by cancer.
所以他眼睛是看不到。
Actually, he was almost blind. Yeah, he couldn't see.
但是神让他看到有一道光从天而降。
So in the prayer, he saw a vision that a light shine from above.
他说那个范围刚好是罩住所有的工作人员。
And the light had shone upon all the workers.
是在水里面的那个工作人员。
It was shone upon the workers who were in the water.
那随着他那个光，眼睛往下看到水的时候。
And he tried to follow the light and to the water.
被浓光照到的全部是血红色的。
And the, at the place where the light shone upon, turned to reddish color.
其实他本来就知道了，因为圣经就是这样写。
He knew that because it is stated in the Bible.
只是当下他更证明说圣经讲的真的是对的。
So this vision proved to him that what the Bible confirmed to him that what the Bible what described in the Bible is true and indeed true.
他很高兴。
And he was very joyous.
可是他看到，大家都没有看到。
He was the only person seeing this vision, not the others.
所以也不知道发生什么事嘛。
So the others didn't know what was happening.
因为大家认为他已经眼睛没有看到了。
Because the other people thought that he was blind.
所以把他排在最后面那一个人受洗。
He was waited as the last person to be baptized.
他太太第一个受洗。
His wife was the first person to be baptized.
受洗之后赶快去换衣服。
And after she came out of the water, she quickly changed the clothes.
再赶快出来等他受洗。
And she came out and waiting for her husband to be baptized.
可是他已经很笃定了。
And he was so stable and was so sure.
所以他说他入水的时候
，at the moment when he was entering into the water,
眼睛是张开的。
His eyes were opened.
我在想说，你眼睛张开跟眼睛闭着是一样的，
所以
看不到。
I asked him what's the difference with your eyes open or closed, since you saw nothing.
他要表达的就是说，里面有主耶稣的宝血。
What he tried to react was.The water has the blood of Jesus.
当然眼睛要让他洗一洗、啊、
Of course, I want my eyes to be washed.
没有想到他起来之后，从水里上来之后。
So after he came out of the water,
本来教会为了他的需求，在这个洗礼场马上要帮他洗脚礼。
Because of the condition of his illness, the church has prepared to give him an immediate foot washing.
然后赶快送到医院去。
And sending him back directly to the hospital.
结果他从水里上来说不必，慢慢来就好了。
And the moment he came out of water, he said, "Let's take it easy."
我们回教会。
Let's return to the church.
参加洗脚礼。
And we will have a water bath. We have a foot washing in the church.
参加圣餐礼。
Then I will attend the sacrament of Holy Communion.
然后再回医院。
Then I will return to the hospital.
在回医院的路程当中
，When he was on the way back to the hospital,
他有听到天使在唱诗啊。
And he heard the singing of the angels.
他说那个天使唱诗是唱四部的四部合唱。
And he what he testified is he heard the angels sang in four parts.
但是他这个人很聪明。
He was a very smart person.
他将所听到的那个旋律
，and so the melody he heard，
马上告诉他的太太
，and he hummed the melody to his wife，
叫他太太要抄下来。
He asked his wife to record the melody，
旋律歌词通通抄。
And he asked his wife to record the melody and the lyrics。
他说没有听过那么好听的。那种诗歌
，He said he never heard such a beautiful hymn, such a beautiful song.
他说我是物理老师，不是音乐老师。
He said I'm a physics teacher, not a musician.
所以对不起，只能抄第一部。
I said sorry, I can only record the first part, which is soprano.
我们去医院看，过几天去医院看他的时候
，So several days later, when we were visiting him in the hospital,
他还拿起来唱呢。
and he held the musical score and sang.
所以我们那一天听到的就是这一首。
And he told us that this is the song I heard the other day.
哎，不在赞美诗里面呢。
This is not in our hymnal.
他很高兴。
He was very joyous.
也在访问的期间，在那个时间。
So during the time of our visitation,
他有两个他教过的学生来探望他。
Two of his students came to visit him.
然后问他是学生啊。
So he asked his student.
因为那两个是女学生啊。
Since these were two female students,
已经毕业了。
They had graduated.
知道老师生病来看他。
And they learned that the teacher was ill in the hospital, so they came to visit him.
这个物理老师啊，讲话就是那么幽默了哈。
And this teacher was a very humorous person.
要问女学生说啊，你们有没有男朋友啊
？So they asked these two girls, do you have boyfriends?
一个说有，一个说没有。
One girl say yes, the other say no.
那主耶稣就跟那个物理老师就跟那个有说有的说，那你要带你的男朋友来给老师看。
So the teacher told the student who has a boyfriend that you have to bring your boyfriend to come to see me.
不然老师会看不到。
Otherwise, I have no chance to see your boyfriend anymore.
意思就是说我主耶稣要把他招回去了。
Meaning that the Lord will bring me back.
那女学生说：“老师，你怎么这样讲呢
？”And the student say, "Why do you say something like that?"
那个女学生反而是不好意思嘞。
And the students becomes very embarrassing.
可是这个物理老师就很有信心的告诉他。
So the teacher told the student with strong faith.
他不怕死啊。
He was not afraid of death.
因为主耶稣要带他回家。
Jesus Christ will bring him home.
我已经准备好了。
I've prepared myself.
我已经受洗归入主的名下。
I've baptized and become the member.
主耶稣要带我回去。
Jesus is going to bring me back.
所以他不是不怕的。
He is not afraid of death.
所以受洗的时候
，So during the water baptism，
是主耶稣的宝血在其中。
The blood of Jesus is in the water。
这种受洗才能赦罪。
That this kind of water baptism will have effect。
那我们今天怎么进入这个教会呢
？How can we enter this church？
怎么进入这个国度呢
？How can we enter into this kingdom？
我们看约翰福音第三章。
Let's refer to John。
约翰福音第三章第五节
，John chapter three, verse five，
一直看到第八节
，through verse eight。
约翰福音三章第五节
，John chapter three, verse five through verse eight。
耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。”第六节
，verse six，
从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。第七节。
Verse seven.
我说你们必须重生，你们不要以为稀奇。第八节。
Verse eight.
风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
Verse five. Jesus answered, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. Verse 8, the wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
属灵的事啊，不只是我们听不懂诶。连这个
yeah, not only we cannot comprehend the spiritual things.
连这个有年纪的这个当官的他也听不懂。
Even high ranking officers do not comprehend.
主耶稣说人要从水和圣灵生啊。
Jesus said that unless one is born of water and the spirit.
他说啊人都已经这么老了啊怎么再重生呢
So this officer asked Jesus, how can a man be born when he is old?
这个就是用人的理智去思考神的话。
He tried to use his own comprehension to understand God's words.
所以不通。
So it is illogical.
所以主耶稣就告诉他怎么去思考。
So Jesus Christ instructed him how to meditate.
他说你听到风声。
The wind blows where it wishes.
看不到风。
But you don't see wind.
哦，那你怎么知道有风呢？
How do you know that is a wind?
因为风吹到东西会有声音呢、啊。
And you hear the sound of it.
因为风吹到身上会有凉快啊。
When the wind blows on you, you can feel about it.
所以你感受到风来的时候，就说啊，风有风哦。
When you can feel the wind blows on you, and you can say, oh, that is the wind.
所以主耶稣说，从圣灵生的也是这样啊。
So Jesus says that, so is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
是体验嘛。
And you have to experience yourself.
当你得到圣灵的时候。
When you receive the Holy Spirit.
当你看到别人在祷告得圣灵的时候。
Or when you notice the other people who pray and receive the Holy Spirit.
就是哎。哦，原来圣灵是这个样子的。
And this is how the Holy Spirit works.
哦，圣灵就是神的灵。
Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
得到圣灵原来是这个样子。
And this is how the person received the Holy Spirit.
这么喜乐。
And he is so joyous.
这么平安。
He is so peaceful.
这么快乐。
He is so happy.
这个就是体验。
This is personal experience.
所以我们要进入神的教会，进入盼望的国度。
In order to enter the church of God, in order to enter the heavenly kingdom,
一定要这种属灵的体验。
We must have the spiritual experiences.
而且要接受洗礼。
And moreover, we have to receive the water baptism.
因为主在洗礼的时候，主耶稣的宝血才能洗净我们的罪。
So during the water baptism, the blood of Jesus will wash away our sins.
那我们遵照圣经的道理而行。
And we try to follow the teachings of the Holy Scripture.
就要进到盼望的这个国度。
Then we'll be able to enter into the heavenly kingdom.
就是主耶稣为我们所预备的这个国度。
Which is reserved and prepared by Jesus Christ.
你羡慕吗？
And do you desire for this heavenly kingdom?
唱诗388首。
Let's sing hymn 388. Please be seated.
我们现在要来祷告。
Are we going to pray together?
祷告是可以求圣灵的。
A prayer is a way to receive the Holy Spirit.
希望我们的朋友能够渴慕这个圣灵。
We wish our friends can desire for the Holy Spirit.
那是最直接能够体会到神。的一个方式。
This is the most direct way to experience God.
圣灵降在我们身上。
When the Holy Spirit comes upon us,
我们会有感受。
We will be able to experience.
因为圣灵像风。
Holy Spirit is like wind.
所以你会有这种风的感受。
You will be able to experience the power of wind.
圣灵像火。
The Holy Spirit is also like fire.
所以心里会火热。
And you will feel very warm in your heart.
我们被圣灵充满。
So when we are filled with the Holy Spirit,
舌头会跳动。
And our tongue will roll.
那个时候会很喜乐。
And we'll be very joyous.
像泉源不断地涌出来。
Just like a fountain coming out of our abdomen.
这是我们得圣灵的一个情形。
This is how we receive the Holy Spirit.
那我们要祷告求圣灵。
We're going to pray for the Holy Spirit.
我们要用本会的祷告方式。
This is the way how we pray.
我们第一句话念奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
The first sentence we say is in the name of.
因为这是圣经说的。
And this is the instruction from the scripture.
开始祷告就要奉他的名。
So in the very beginning, we say in the name of Jesus Christ.
然后不断的念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
Then we repeatedly say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
用感谢的话向神祷告。
And we pray the Lord with the words of thanksgiving.
表示我们完全相信神在听。
Instead, we totally believe in His words and the Lord listen to our prayer.
祷告方式很简单。
This is a very simple way to pray.
就是这样念就好了。
This is how we say.
为了让我们能够比较对神的尊敬。
In order to show respect to God.
所以我们用跪的方式。
We kneel.
为了让我们专心祷告。
So we also to try to concentrate in the prayer.
我们手双手合着放在胸前，眼睛闭着。
We grab the fist and place in front of our chest.
然后就跟着领会人员开始奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And we pray in the first in the name of Jesus Christ.
希望你能够来跟我们体验。
We also ask you to join us, and we all be able to experience the power of God.
希望你到前面来接受按手祷告。
We also ask you to come to the front, so the ordained ministers will lay hand on you.
教会的圣职人也会帮你按手在头上。
The ordained ministers lay hands on you,
帮助你祷告。
The purpose to help you to pray.
请要接受按手祷告。